Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Phoenix. Ever since I was a little girl, I admired my dad because he worked at the U.S. Space Force. Whenever he had time, we would look up at the stars using his telescope.
Look, that's Mars right there. Did you know I went to Mars once and saw a real-life alien? It had green skin and really long fingers.
Wow, I want to go to Mars too!
You will, my love. You will go even beyond that.
Dad was my childhood inspiration, but Mom, who is a housewife, always scolded Dad when he told me alien stories.
You need to stop talking all that garbage to her about aliens. Kids will laugh at her in school.
Sadly, Dad kept harping on about aliens even at his workplace. And without proof to back up his claims, Dad was assumed crazy and fired. If only they knew how wrong they were. Things went sour between my parents after that. They wouldn't even talk to each other directly anymore, even if they were in the same room.
Phoenix, can you ask your mom why there's no food for me?
Mom, why is there no food for Dad?
Tell your dad that he should tell his alien friends to bring him food.
Ugh. Dad, let's just share mine.
Don't worry. I just lost my appetite.
Over time, Dad turned into a shadow of his former self, and the tension between him and Mom just grew worse. I couldn't wait to grow into an adult and move out. To make time fly fast, I buried myself into my studies, and as soon as I graduated high school, I applied for the U.S. Air Force Academy, and with my results, I was invited almost instantly. However, Mom was not happy about it.
You're going down the same path as your dad.
I'm not going there to chase aliens, Mom. I want to protect the country. Plus, if I succeed, Dad might come back to his old self.
Phoenix, leave the protecting our country stuff to the guys. You're a girl, and you're fragile.
Good night, Mom.
She did her best to make me change my mind, but I put my feet down and joined the school. I was the only female in my set, and most of the guys laughed when they saw me. Two twin brothers named Monkai and Ponkai were the worst.
Oh, look at the Barbie that wants to fly a spaceship. Not that you look bad in the uniform, but I'm sure you'll look better in a pink princess gown.
Their taunts only fueled me to work twice as hard. And though, in a matter of months, I was beating most of the guys in physical fitness tests, I kept to myself. However, one day, I just lost it. I was heading to class from my dorm one morning when I saw Ponkai and Monkai holding Jake, the most quiet guy in our class, against my locker.
Hey, you two. Weren't you taught that people who pick on others are scum? Let him go.
Or what, princess?
I walked right up to my locker and forced it open, smacking Ponkai in the nose with it.
Oh, my nose!
Ouch, didn't see you there.
Monkai rushed at me, but even though he was taller, I had him dangling before me in seconds.
Fetch, Ponkai!
When our instructors came onto the scene, many cadets bore witness to the fact that these twins had always been troublesome. They were tasked with washing the toilets for a whole school year, and I was allowed to go free. I wanted to go my own way, but something about the way Jake was trembling moved me to try and comfort him.
Hey, are you okay?
Don't talk to me!
Huh? I just saved you, mister.
Maybe you shouldn't have. This life is all messed up for me anyways.
Whoa, someone was angsty.
Well, next time I won't.
His attitude annoyed me, as well as made me curious. But I soon discovered what was behind it. Just before we were about to level up from being fourth-class cadets, Jake and I were paired to be pilots in test flying a spaceship. I was so excited to finally get in one. But when we entered the cockpit, Jake started shaking like a leaf.
Hey, are you okay?
No. This is my worst nightmare!
Flying a spaceship is your worst nightmare? What are you doing in this academy, dude?
I wanted to be a dancer like Michael Jackson, but my dad forced me to join this academy. He just wants me to be a copy of him.
I felt my heart go out to him. I knew firsthand what a pushy parent felt like.
It's okay. Look, place your hands over mine. We can do this together. Breathe in and out. Ready, steady, go!
We successfully flew the craft around the base and got good marks for the test. Jake was so happy.
Thanks, Phoenix. You're a lifesaver.
After that, we became close friends. He even invited me to his house on his 18th birthday. When I arrived ready to party, I felt myself sweat with how stiff everything was. There was no music, no dancing.
Whoa, Jake, did somebody die?
No, this is how my dad wants it. And I've kind of gotten used to it this way, even when he's not around.
How can you get used to throwing sad parties? Come on, my birthday gift to you is we're gonna dance, baby!
I connected my phone to a Bluetooth speaker, and soon music was blaring from the speakers. I started to dance, and a few others joined me.
Phoenix, I don't think this is a good idea.
You said he's not around, right? Come on, show me those Michael Jackson moves.
I managed to persuade Jake, and soon the guy was rocking on the floor. He was so awesome, everyone stood back to stare at him and clap. Suddenly, the music ended, and we heard a loud crash. The audio speakers had been smashed by an angry-looking man.
What on earth is going on here?
Dad!
That's your dad?
Jake looked ready to pee himself. I looked at the man again, and quickly recognized him as one of my dad's former colleagues. They usually went on missions together.
You stupid son! I give you some freedom to throw this party, and you go playing music and dancing like a silly clown?
Party? It's more like a funeral until the music.
What did you say?
With all due respect, sir, Jake only danced. He didn't commit a felony. Besides, he loves to dance. Why don't you let him?
Is that what you go around telling your friends? That's it! Get out, everyone!
I refused to budge, but Jake insisted.
Phoenix, please go. Trust me, my father is powerful enough to kick you out of the academy if you cross him.
Shut me up, and I regretfully left, hoping to see Jake at school and apologize for ruining his party. But when school resumed the following week, Jake didn't return. All attempts to reach him failed, as his number constantly refused to go through. Once I even tried to locate his home again, but I got lost and had to go home. I was so worried about him, and school became lonely for me, but I had no choice than to push on. Years passed, and after my graduation, I was commissioned an officer in the U.S. Space Force. I felt like I had finally arrived. Little did I know that the battle for my dreams was not yet over. On our first day of work, we were all assembled in a large hall for our first assignment.
Welcome, new recruits. The Chief Commanding Officer, Mr. DeVille, will now speak to you all.
But when the Chief Commanding Officer stepped up to the podium, I felt my stomach clench with nerves. It was Jake's dad. With the way he glared at me, I could tell he recognized me. Eeps!
Why are you staring at me?
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Sorry, sir.
Who told you to look away?
Huh? Didn't you just...
Who told you to speak? 50 push-ups, now!
What? That's crazy!
Make that an 80.
I dropped to the ground and began to do the push-ups, while my colleagues were assigned missions. By the time I was done, the hall was empty and I hadn't gotten one. I felt so humiliated and angry. I marched to Mr. DeVille's office to tell him that I wouldn't tolerate being treated unfairly. The door was halfway open.
Excuse me, sir,
My eyes popped at the sight of Jake in his father's office.
Phoenix!
Jake!
Before any of us could say anything else, we heard the sound of someone coming in, and Jake grabbed my hand and rushed us out of the office to another empty one.
Jake, why are we hiding? No, where have you been all this while?
After my birthday incident, Dad had me transferred to another Air Force Academy in another country.
Oh, Jake, I am so sorry. It's all my fault.
Don't be, Phoenix. The only thing painful about it was how much I missed you.
Thanks to how clueless I was with romance, I didn't understand then the strange flutter in my tummy at his soft-spoken words.
I'm here now.
Yes, you are.
Seeing Jake again, I forgot all about my anger at his dad as we spent a lot of time talking. But over time, my excitement with our reunion dulled in the face of Mr. DeVille's continuous letdown. Instead of assigning me the work I had trained for, he kept sending me on petty errands that were downright insulting.
Onions? Shaving stick? Wait, you want me to go shopping for you?
Isn't that what ladies are for?
I'll have you know, sir, that I am here based on pure merit. Being female doesn't make me handicapped.
But being Barnes' daughter does.
Wait, all this while you recognized me? I thought you were my dad's friend. Why are you treating me this way?
Who knows if his craziness is hereditary? That's why I can't send you on missions. Maybe you could be my personal office cleaner instead.
Don't call my dad crazy! Keep your list!
Dad's condition was always a sensitive issue for me, and finding out Mr. DeVille was judging me based on that turned my emotions upside down, and for the first time in years, I broke down and cried. Just then, someone took my hand.
Phoenix, stop crying. I heard everything.
Your dad is a mountain I can't defeat!
About that, Phoenix, there's something I want to show you.
Jake took me out to a restaurant downtown, and he showed me pictures he had taken from his dad's diary. In it were several mentions of how jealous he was of my dad's career success.
From what I gathered, your dad was on the verge of becoming the chief commander before he was accused of going bananas.
Accused? Actually, my dad is a bit banana.
No. After reading Dad's diary, I have my suspicions that my dad did something that made your dad think he saw an alien. I have no idea what. I have searched the whole house for it, but we may find something in his office.
Jake, if this is true, it could mean big trouble for your dad.
Your happiness means the most to me, Phoenix.
Jake's revelation made me furious with Mr. DeVille. I had to find out if he was right, and there was only one way to have access to his father's office without being suspicious. The next day, I stood waiting for Jake's dad at the door of his office.
Yes, what?
If I become your personal office cleaner for 7 days, sir, would you consider me for missions?
I might.
Then yes, I will be your personal cleaner.
He quickly handed me the keys, and I got down to work, searching for clues as I cleaned. 4 days flew, and there was nothing I could find. On the fifth day, I was on the verge of giving up.
What a waste of time!
I placed my hand over a spot in the wall to catch my breath, and nearly jumped in fright when I accidentally hit a lever, and a floor tile opened.
What in the world?
When I looked in, I saw a strange green costume. Dad's words from years ago echoed in my head as I stared at it.
It had green skin and really long fingers.
What Dad thought was an alien was only Jake's dad wearing an alien costume. I stuffed the costume in my bag, arranged the office as it should, and snuck away to meet Jake. Together, we drove straight to my parents' home. Dad was sitting on the porch when I arrived.
Dad, did the alien you saw years ago resemble anything like this?
Dad was shocked when I showed him the costume and told him how I found it.
The day I saw that alien on Mars, Mr. DeVille was my partner as usual and had excused himself to check something. He came back some time after that alien disappeared.
It was him then! He dressed up in this to fool you!
I knew he was always jealous of my success, but to go this far just to kick me out.
Mom came in just then, and her expression looked like she heard it all.
To think we all thought you were mad when you were only tricked. You have to make an entry with the authorities right now.
It had to be the first time in a year she spoke directly to Dad.
All right, let's go.
Dad reported to his former superiors, and they promised to look into the matter. Hoping that Mr. DeVille still had an atom of humanity left in him, I endured the 2 days left of our bargain in hopes that he will stick to it. But when the time was up, he wasn't willing to budge.
You said after 7 days you would let me go on missions.
I said I might, not will.
I've had enough. I'm going to write a report of your maltreatment.
And who would believe you?
I do. I am a witness, in fact.
The daughter of a crazy man and my idiot son are nothing against me. I am the authority here. Got it?
A group of men walked in just then, and amongst them was...
Not anymore, Mr. DeVille. Or should I say, Mr. Devil.
Dad!
That costume? How? Think twice next time you tell your enemy's daughter to take care of your personal space.
Jake's father was arrested right there, and Dad was reappointed as space officer in his place. As for Jake, with his father out of the way, he quit.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The floor is to pursue his dreams as a professional dancer. One day, he asked me out to a beautiful nature park, and I wore the prettiest dress in my possession for the occasion. Don't ask me why.
You seem like the kind of girl that would punch me if I tell you how pretty you look right now.
Because I'm part of the force? Come on, I'm still a girl at heart.
So, you wouldn't punch me either if I kiss you?
He drew closer, and I felt my whole face go red.
What's happening to my face? You're blushing. Your face is all red.
I don't blush. I'm an officer. Make it go away.
There is only one remedy.
Jake kissed me just then, and instead of the stupid blush going away... No! You just made it worse!
You've no romantic bone in your body.
Jake and I started dating, and my parents loved each other again. Dad and I even went on missions together. Life was good. I learned that trials are a part of life. It comes in different ways, but if we don't give up, we will overcome it and come out even stronger.